Spinning circles in the bus light of his heart. Empty spaces overrun by what he'd heard and what I thought I had done. Before I even started out, my phone was ringing loudly now and leading to some shoddy little quip, like, why the hell did it take you so long to let him break you? And I reply, would you even be calling out you not heard? Silence becomes her. For miles and miles tore away until the past few days they fell apart. An aftermath left comparable to what my parents had always said would come. In nearing on my hometown, I've forgotten what we said now upon breaking from this godforsaken place. Hairs, I promise to await here. Should I return? Don't forget, I'll always need you. Whisper softly, her hands hanging on me. But sweet hair in the silence, I could see it in her gloomy forward motion. Crassness and arrogance, that what she has alone is so pure. But we're fooling her, this place has never known me, and you're too far gone to notice we don't live here. Line for line, I lifted all my blessings till they came back out in me. A troubadour of lonely words with inspiration tracing back behind me some 500 miles. And the fact that I abhor this house has managed to escape me now, as fallen senses pounding out again. The lost monotony overswept me, but her image never left. Seeing all the plans of her tearing at her clothes until she's bleeding. Her smile never receded. But holding there in silence, I could see it in her happy lifeless motion. Crassness and arrogance, that what she left alone here was so pure. But who are you fooling, honey? This place has never known me, and you're too far gone to notice we don't live here anymore.
Thank you.
I can't believe the words we're breathing.